Charlie a good warm hand of praise as he comes up here this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning? Let's give the Lord another good clap offering here this day. Praise the Lord. A lot of things taking place. It's real busy right now, which is a good thing. Amen. Being busy for the Lord. How many were ever busy for the work of the enemy? Amen. I mean, for years busy. I mean, putting in overtime, going without sleeping, and doing what you had to do to make it happen. Amen. For yourself. But when we get busy for the Lord, it's for others. Amen. For others to come to Christ. Others to be saved, amen, because the Lord has already taken care of us, amen. I also want to, we have special guests. We have Mr. Brother Lalo in the house right now with his beautiful wife that I seen when she was, man, she still had boogers running, everything. Yeah, real, she was, I mean, let me see, how old are you, Selena? 30. You're 30. I've been out here 20 years. So I was there 6 years. So you were like 3 or 4 years old. When I said she had boogers running, I had the date right. So, but just to see, she has a beautiful singing voice and called of God from the real beginning. Mommy, I love you. You are family, along with your dad and your mom, Sister Connie. Amen. So, and Brother Raul, amen. And all your family members. Amen. I love you. I love you, Mommy, and I'm real proud of you. As long as yourself, Brother Lalo, that's out of Milwaukee. Amen. He was so good, we had to get him out of here. Amen. That's how good he was for the enemy. We had to get him out of here. But it's good to have each and every one of y'all here on this beautiful day. Things are really busy right now, and I want you to be part of being really busy right now and not just hearing about us being really busy, but I want you to come on board as well for this, the training center. All 38 are going to be here. Usually they send a van. All 3 vans are coming. Amen. They're going to be here Wednesday night. They're going to be here for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then they're even going to be here Sunday. They're going to do a takeover service on Sunday with Pastor Mike, amen, that has just been installed as the new UTC director of the East Coast, amen, there in Chicago. So those viewing through Facebook, I challenge you to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and to come in with your sleeves rolled up, amen, and working unto building the kingdom of God, amen. On Thursday, we're going to have Elder Pastor Rick, as Pastor Felipe mentioned in the announcements. It's going to be an honor to have him here. It's one of the elders that still is all flying all around the world under Pastor Sonny, our founder, amen. He's a torpedo of our ministry that goes all around the world preaching the gospel, amen. And then we're going to be having Pastor Ramon from AV, stand AV for Alcanza Victoria, out of Chicago, amen, is going to be speaking that Holy Ghost Thursday as well. And then Friday evening, 6 for prayer, 7 for service, we're going to have none other than Pastor Nick Walker, amen. He's a multi-regional, our regional pastor here of the Great Lakes region is going to be sharing, and I know the Lord's going to give him a timely word. Amen. And we're going to, through all this, we're going to be hitting the streets and souls are going to be getting saved. And then Saturday, we're going to be in a good hot spot there on 15th and Greenfield. Pastor Marty Calderon owns a building right there in the corner with a parking lot right there. And I've already rented a big stage, a sound system, and the whole region's going to be here, food, and everything, amen. Rapping's going to be taking place, and amen. So it's going to be a very powerful time. So I challenge you guys, right after this at 1 o'clock, we have a leadership meeting, another meeting. in regards to all this that's about to take place. We just came out of a regional, and it was real powerful. And I want to speak about that here this Sunday morning for those that are present here this day and for those that are viewing through Facebook, amen. And what the Lord is doing not only here locally within our church, not even within the Great Lakes region, but all around the world using a people like you and I, a people like Lalo, amen? God can use anybody, amen? For His glory and for His honor, amen? A people that knew they needed help, amen? A people that knew they were all messed up, amen? So as we get into the Word here this day, amen, I pray that everybody listen carefully. It's not going to be my natural style of preaching, but I know I need to transmit what the Lord has given me, amen, in regards to our ministry and the third wave that's taking place all around the world, amen, through our lives, through our broken lives, amen. And the title of the message is End Time Ambassadors for Christ. End Time Ambassadors for Christ. And some of you are saying, ambassador, what's that? I'm going to break it all down through the message. Let's pray. Father, we come before you, giving you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for this privilege, this time, this very moment, Lord, that we're able to come together as the many parts that make up your body. And you being the head, the Christ, Holy Spirit, I need you right now. I pray that you speak through me here this day as an ambassador that belongs to you, speaking your very words in what you want to do in these end times that we're living in right now, with many, many needing still to be saved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. Once again, end time ambassadors for Christ. I believe in the real beginning, you need to listen to the breakdown and the definition for the word ambassador to really understand, amen, what the Lord is wanting to say to your life, my life, the church, the region, the international movement of Victory Outreach, amen. Let's go to scripture where the word ambassador is used. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. I pray those viewing through Facebook that you would go get a notebook real quick, a pen, and that you would take notes here today, because of what I'm going to be speaking about here this day deals with God's plan, your purpose. God's plan is our purpose. God is wanting to use us here in these end times with the time ticking away in what we call planet Earth, amen? You know, it's just got to look at the news. Just got to look at the news to know that we're living in end times. At the regional that we just had in Chicago, the mandate is back where you got to wear a mask in the location of Chicago, of the city of Chicago, where it's mandatory back with wearing the mask. You know, we don't know what's going to take place. It's not a mandate here yet in Wisconsin, amen, but COVID could come back in a different strain. One thing I do know is that sin is going to keep coming. And COVID is the root to COVID is sin. It's sin. It's sin. A lot of times we can blame the government, the president, the mayor. We can blame her or him. But the underlining, you know, root, the underlining root to the problems that we face now in this world is sin. And there's times that the enemy wants to be recognized, amen, saying, I'm doing this. You know, I'm an international God as well, but he's a little G God, amen? So we need to know that the underlying root to all that's taking place right now in this world is sin. It's sin. Amen. It's okay, Richie. It's okay. It's sin. It's sin. And the enemy's really good at wanting you to blame him or her or this or that and keeping you away from the true underlying truth that is sin. It's sin. The root to all that's taking place is sin. Amen? And we need to know that here this Sunday morning. The root of why some of you might be struggling is sin. The root in why some of you ain't having your breakthrough that you should have had maybe a long time ago is sin. It's sin. Things that we're still allowing into our lives when we have control to shut the door on. And too many times because we enjoy what we're seeing, smelling, hearing, we leave the door open because sin, if you're not careful, is very entertaining. Sin has a way of making some people happy. Happy to the point of laughing, smiling, telling people I love you because you're feeling so good. Some people need to be under the influence to share their heart with the spouse, with their children. So a smile is not always the truth, amen? There's always an interior motive in why we do the things we do or why we don't do the things we should be doing. Amen. Sin, at times in the Bible, the enemy wanted to be recognized. And then there's times in the Bible, in the vineyard, where at night he went in and sowed weeds in the vineyard, amen, and in the morning they got up and those weeds all in the wheat. And the disciples of the Lord said, who did this? You know, was the seed any good? You know, why is all these weeds up in here? The Bible says that the enemy came and planted the seed and he snuck out at night just to leave them blaming it on one another, amen. But Jesus says through his word that Satan did this. And there's times that the enemy wants to go undetected, for you can continue to blame it on one another, for you can continue to put your focus in trying to solve your problems in this area or that area, in his life, her life. But once again, the underlying truth is sin. So here, this day, as we read scripture, as I speak about being ambassadors for Christ, we're going to read scripture, break down the word, and get going forward with the message. And the Bible reads in 2 Corinthians 5:20, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. God is looking for vessels, men in the making, women in the making, young adults in the making, that are going to speak on his behalf and his plan and bringing people back to him. Amen? So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. In other words, the Lord, what the Lord's wanting to do in bringing people back unto himself, he's got to use a people to speak through, to move through. He needs a vehicle. And right now he has the vehicle Victor Outreach all over the world in over 33 countries. Even in the great city called Milwaukee, because he's wanting to speak, he's wanting to move, he's wanting to do something, Amen. Out of all the things that have been tried over and over that are not working. And as we learn that we are ambassadors of Christ, amen, and we learn our purpose, His plan, amen, that's why our ministry is all around the world in over 33 countries. That's what I want to speak about here this morning. To know that we are Christ's ambassadors, amen, we need to look up the word ambassadors, amen? Ambassador. The word ambassador, the definition is an accredited diplomat sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. Amen? Some of you didn't understand what that meant, so I'm going to take it another level. Amen? Example. President Joe Biden, our new president, amen? I put here, has many ambassadors that speak on his behalf in other countries. I thought it was a few. He's got a lot of them. I looked it up. I just Googled it, amen. He's got them in France, a different one in Germany. So he has ambassadors that speak for him in foreign countries. And what he's trying to establish, amen, here in the United States and how he wants to work with them, amen. And the ambassadors he has throughout, amen, the world, amen, are to speak what he's wanting to do. So he has ambassadors and all through many, many countries. As I looked it up, he has some here in the United States. And their job is to speak on his behalf, to speak what he is wanting to do, the plan of the President Joe Biden of the United States. So he has ambassadors. In order for these ambassadors from foreign countries to be able to speak on his behalf, they need to know what he's wanting to do. They need to know the president's game plan in order to transmit it in other foreign countries. Amen? Our founder, Pastor Sonny, has many ambassadors, amen, in over 33 countries and all through the United States. And we all speak for Christ, amen, what we've seen in Scripture, come back to God. And everything we did at the regional there in Chicago, everything we're going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here, I always teach the leadership in everything that we do. It's always for the saving of the lost and the bound. Whether it's a pledge, whether it's prayer, whether it's studying, whether it's whatever it may be that we do that pertains to Christ, it's in saving souls. So as we open up the same scripture, Corinthians 5:20, please. So it goes on to say, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. In other words, God is wanting to speak through us in what he's wanting to do in the world right now. What he's wanting to do in Milwaukee. What he's wanting to do in Salinas, California. God is wanting to speak through us in what he wants to do in this end times that we're living in. And just like the ambassadors of the President of the United States need to know who he is, need to know the material to speak on his behalf, if we're going to be speaking as ambassadors of Christ, and we're going to be speaking, amen, what he wants done and bringing people back to him unto salvation, we got to know his plan. We need to know the language of what we call the Bible. For God was the Word, and the Word was God. We need to learn His Word. And I believe a lot of times knowing His Word is not important to many. Because you don't see how spending time in His Word fits into the plan of fixing your life. What can that book? That's just religion. It's religion when you don't read it. It's religion when you have one in your car, one in your living room, and one on the dashboard, one by the speakers in the back, all dusted. That's religion. The Word of God in religion. It's able to set anybody free. It's able to speak into anybody's situation. It's able to bring anybody back to God, no matter where you've been, no matter how many years you were lost and bound. The power of the preaching of the gospel is able to lead you unto salvation, back to God. Amen. Doing things the right way. Doing it God's way. So we need to learn His word in order to bring people back to Him. And too many times His word is not important. It's not important. So people continue to go unsaved. Going to church is just asking too much. I gotta rest. I gotta rest. I gotta go to work. But there was a time when we were running for the devil and we weren't even tripping on work. Because we didn't have time to go to work. We were so busy working in the kingdom of darkness that we had no time, not even to go to work, more or less come to church or something like that. We're living in end times right now, and you need to know that. Back in the days, I could see how we all thought we had forever to get it right. Mañana, mañana lo hago. Amen? But time's running out. Time's running out. And God has a plan, which is our purpose of speaking on His behalf as His ambassadors. But to speak on His behalf, you're going to have to know His word. It's got to start somewhere. This word is difficult. Even though it's simple, years and years I just read it made no sense to me. But I kept coming to church. I continue to not miss one service. I continue to hit all the rallies and hit all the functions that were taking place. And the reason I want to give this word here this day, because many of you were not at the regional this weekend. I think as a pastor, I've become really nice. I mean, I've gotten real nice. There was a time we had more people when I was rebuking everybody walking by me, pulling them in the office. What's wrong with you? Huh? What's wrong with you? What were you thinking? I used to speak like that to everybody. I don't speak like that no more. But you got to hear between the lines as I speak right now the urgency of Christ being a priority within your life. The urgency. I had a full-time job, and then I had a business, and I still didn't miss one service, one conference, one Mighty Men of Valor, whatever it was, I never missed one. I was in Victor Alvarez Salinas, California there for 6 years, never missed one event. Does that mean I was never sick? I was always sick in church, and I didn't let sickness keep me home. I say it again, I had poison oak, I had a head this big, and I was still walking to church because I was under the influence of the person of the Holy Spirit. I had to make it to church. I couldn't let that I had poison oak stop me from going to church. I would have a mouth out to here with a bad tooth, and I would go to church. And nobody was telling me. There was an inner conviction that I didn't know of yet, a plan of God that was stirring within my life, that He was slowly equipping me and training me to become an ambassador for His glory and for His honor, speaking on the behalf of Jesus. It's not an easy thing. Because I'm held accountable to what everything I say behind this pulpit, everything I say off the pulpit, everything I say on a bad day, I'm held accountable. More accountable than most of you because I'm a teacher of the word. And I know what it comes with. So the end times is either going to do one thing to your walk with the Lord. It's going to take you closer or further. One or the other. And the decision ain't up to the enemy. It's not up to the Lord. The decision is up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you whether this end times that we're living in is going to draw you closer to the Lord or further from the Lord. Well, Pastor, you just said it, man. I don't know about being speaking on the behalf of the Lord. And I would challenge you in saying that we were all speaking on behalf of the devil. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. We all passed the test being ambassadors for the work of the enemy. He was so smooth, most of us didn't even know it, that we were speaking the very words in what he wanted done here on earth. And the words of the Lord right now are, yes, concerned with this earth, but also come with the plan of heaven, a purpose of heaven. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 15, the Bible says that we are here for only a moment. Visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow gone so soon. Without a trace. We are here for only a moment. Visitors and strangers in the land of our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. Bible records that we're only here for a moment, though the moment seems like a long one, amen, especially when you're going through a trial. It seems like it's just never going to end. Our days here on earth are like passing shadows. How many has ever lost anybody and just for that person so quickly to be forgotten without a trace? People that were very important to your life. Forgotten, without a trace, almost as if they never even existed because of the hustle and the bustle of this world that we live in. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, I'm going to read out of the NIV. It says, all this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, of bringing people back to God, being ambassadors of Christ. In the NLT it reads, and all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us the task of reconciling people to him. Has given us the task of reconciling. Say it, Felipe. Reconciling our lives with the task. In the NLT, it uses the word task. It's almost like it's work. It's work. We're not hitting the streets today because I got a big meeting, but I'm thinking I'm changing it. Just because we have a meeting, we can still have people go out. So there is a streets today at 1:30 meeting at the back. Amen? We've been given a task by God, ambassadors of Christ, in bringing people to God. We are Christ's ambassadors. Our ministry, our task, our purpose is bringing the lost unto salvation. Brother Lalo was lost. He was lost. There was nothing that was going to help him. They tried everything. Amen. Until one day, Pastor Philippe and I went to the crib and laid hands on him and prayed for him. We were ambassadors of Christ, speaking of what Christ wanted to do, the purpose for his life, and what he had already done in our life that he could do in his life. Speaking the very words in how God not only wanted to only set him free and sober him up, but that God wanted to use him. How many years ago was that, Brother Lalo? 4 or 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago, he was a full-blown dope fiend, heroin addict. Went and prayed for him, and he's now the director there, one of the top leaders there in Victor Aure Salinas, California. The church I was sent out from to come here and minister in the great city of Milwaukee. The great city of Milwaukee is my way of reverse psychology for me, amen? Just leave me alone. There's times I need to encourage myself and even use reverse psychology on myself. I love you guys, all of you. That day, Lalo was a stranger to me. I knew his family, Madeline, Kito, and Sophia, and they were desperate. I believe they tried everything. And then they called Ghostbusters, amen? And we brought forth the Holy Ghost Ghostbuster, shipped them off to California, and the rest is history. He now, after a short time, has become an ambassador for Christ. What happened in my life, he's right in my footsteps, is happening in his life now. A year and some later, getting saved there in Salinas, we're directing the home. I couldn't even give a Mary Had a Little Lamb Bible study, and then put me as the director. You got to start somewhere. And I believe for a lot, today's your day to say, I'm going to start brand new. I got to do something. What I'm doing is not working. What I do is very difficult, but it works. Amen. What I did in the world was very difficult. It didn't work. Even though I did it for all those years, it didn't work. It destroyed everyone around me. And today, even though being an ambassador for Christ is hard, it works for all that are around me right now. Listening to my voice, I testify that you can become an ambassador of Christ, speaking forth his very words for the lost and the bound to become saved. I got a question here this morning. Why do I speak this morning on us being ambassadors of Christ? Why would I want to speak this message? And it was because of the regional that just took place. I thought the Lord was giving me a word in case Pastor Nick called me up, but it was a word for the church. Pastor Gil now, he's a pastor. He was a drug addict before. Pastor Gil spoke. He's a very young guy. He's probably, what, 30? Married? for a couple of years. Has a child, a one-year-old child, and is about to have another one in a few months. Don't even know what it is to be married yet. Don't even know what it is to raise children yet. But yet he's in that L.A. movement. Third wave L.A. church there that's taking place. He's part of the team. And he don't even know yet what it is to be married. The weight that comes with marriage. How many know that's a weight? Big weight. Become a rock in your boat. As I heard Pastor Gill speaking on Saturday, the second day, at the regional service that we had there, Chicago North, at Pastor Nick's place, the Lord showed me so clearly how Pastor Gill was representing all he was really doing. He wasn't giving his version, his vision. He was giving the training that his pastor everything that he heard from Pastor Ryan, which is young himself, that oversees the gang all around the world internationally right now. All he was sharing is what Pastor Ryan has been depositing and imparting within his life. He was being an ambassador of the words that come from his pastor, Pastor Ryan, his leader. And all Pastor Ryan is doing is being an ambassador, speaking the words of our founder, Pastor Sonny Argonzoni. And all Pastor Sonny Argonzoni was doing is being an ambassador of Christ. So it trickled down from Christ to the life of our founder, to the life of Pastor Ryan, to the life of Pastor Gill. He shares in Chicago, amen, and I saw it so clear, it was as if Pastor Sonny was speaking. Because he was speaking the very words of our vision of the third wave and what the Lord is doing. Some of you still have your own vision. You're still wanting to do your thing. And that's fine if you choose to do that, but you need to know that those that are on your path to be saved by you are not going to get saved. Because you are an ambassador of Christ to bring, which represents bringing people back to God. And if you ain't speaking the plan of Christ and fulfilling the plan of Christ, which is your purpose here on earth, especially in these end times, there's some people that are not going to make it. I believe Brother Lalo was one of the men that God assigned to my life. Though he didn't know me, I didn't know him. I really believe because I was in line with the plan of God, with the ministry of reconciliation, of bringing people back to God, that God knew this well in advance. I believe he knew it even before I got saved. And that he was one of the many that was on my path to speak the words of Christ to in bringing him to God. Then he would have to do his part and get in a plane and go receive the help that was needed to get off addiction and not just to sober up, but to hear the plan of Christ. As he continued to do it now for 4 or 5 years now, he's now not a recipient of it. He's now a transmitter of the vision of the third wave directing in the home that is bringing salvation unto men. I believe right now on his watch as director there in the home, that every man that walks in through them doors are men that God had already in mind before he even saved Brother Lalo. But he had to do his part to line up and fulfill the purpose, the ministry, the task of reconciliation to take place in somebody else's life. He had to pass it on. It didn't end with Lalo. So I'm blown away as I'm studying this morning and watching the way the Lord works. He'll always do his part. His son did his part. Scripture says that we were saved because of Christ, that Christ brought us to the Lord. But then there comes a place in your life, in my life, where we got to do our part in learning the language and the words of our Father so we can have the wisdom to speak it. And one of the main problems right now is that a lot of people know God's word, so does the enemy. A lot of people know God's word, they're speaking it, but they're not walking it. You see, our character has to continue to grow and get stronger and stronger, because God just ain't in the business of saving people. He's in the business of transforming people. And for the transformation to take place, you got to do your part. The Word of God cleanses, it washes. It allows you to know the grace and mercy of the Lord. It allows you to know even the plan of the enemy. And I believe a lot of times people know the word, but there's not an application of the word of God as a lifestyle taking place in their life. The world, we say, talk is cheap. When we evangelize, there will always be people buzzing, amen, drunk, whatever, quoting all kinds of scripture. And trying to make sense out of it. I put here, which represents salvation all around the world. I put here, Pastor Gill, as young as he was, and he spoke with a lot of inadequacies that he still has. He's young. 2 years married to Pastor Gill. Marriage is tough. In a frontline ministry. So I seen him preaching. I says, he's got it. He's got it. Does he know it all? No. But if he keeps just transmitting what his pastor's saying, if he just keeps transmitting what Pastor Sonny is saying, that has 55 plus years of experience, an apostle of God, an ambassador to the world, he'll be okay. That's why our vision works in California, works in Milwaukee, in Chicago, London, Europe, Africa. It works all around the world. But we need to apply it. I put here, Pastor Gill, he represented so well, it was like having our own founder there speaking. I put here, if you weren't there in Chicago, I'm not going to correct you. I put here, you have another opportunity. Because now the regional is going to be held in your backyard. Amen? Before, I would have thrown some good spears. It would have been like one of those movies back in the days where they throw spears and arrows. But because I'm a nice guy now, I put here, you have another opportunity. That's God's grace and God's mercy. To be part of what's taking place right now. And not just a spectator. You were no spectator when you were in the bar, in the world. Some of you were called the life of the party. I mean, the party didn't start until you got there. But all of a sudden, in Christ, you're the party pooper, the dud, the firecracker that don't pop on the 4th of July. You're the firecracker, the kids that didn't have money come the next day and pick up and get a pop for free on the next day. But when we were running with the world, the enemy, man, we were popping. It was like the 4th of July daily. You have another opportunity. This Thursday, Elder Pastor Rick will be speaking, Pastor Ramon, the AV de Alcanza Victoria. This Friday, Pastor Nick will be speaking. We'll be meeting at 15th on Saturday. We meet here at 12 for prayer. Amen. We're going to have a stage and speakers and all kinds of stuff out there. And the purpose? To be ambassadors for Christ and bringing the lost and bound back to God. Represents backsliders. Represents those that have never come to Christ in their life. And that's why we need to have a growing, ever-growing, stronger walk in the Lord. So when we're speaking on behalf of what Christ is able to do, but so many times when we're speaking and our walk is incorrect, we speak in what Christ is not able to do. And the person listening to you says, what? Say it again? I'm supposed to do this and this and this and this to end up like you? I'd rather stay where I'm at right now. No, thank you. And we're poor ambassadors, representatives of the Lord. Because how we speak, how we walk, how we get angry, how we get mad. Saving souls unto heaven, I put here. Salvation, just don't save, I put here. Because a lot of people getting saved. That's not God's plan, not his full purpose. Salvation, just don't save. It transforms lives, I put here. It transformed my life. I just didn't get saved 23 years at the altar of Victory Outreach Salinas. I got transformed at the altars. I was crying, Lord, take it, take it, take it. I don't want to be that man no more. I don't want to be that person. It was all about me at the altar. Now it's always about somebody else that my life is connected to. And if I was able to do it as a filthy drug addict many, many years, 7+ years in max prisons in California, and be able to walk out of the fire of the enemy through God's grace and mercy, he can do it for you. There's no excuses here this day. Why you can't answer the call and becoming an ambassador for Christ, speaking the very words of the Father. For somebody, he's needing a voice to work through here this day. But he's needing also the feet to be going in the right direction. These events I put here that are going to take place, just don't save, but train and transform your life. It trains, it allows you to see the need, the law. It allows you to see what works, what don't work. It allows you to get better and better and fine-tuned. And being an ambassador for Christ, speaking his words, learning how to be more timely with your delivery and trying to work with somebody. Because a lot of times we deliver when they're messing up. When they're mad, they're yelling at you, they're cussing at you, and you're trying to deliver Christ. Not too smart. Man, Pastor, I'm done with that person. Man, they're done with them. Dare them speak to me like that. And we forget of where we were when Christ first found us. It needs to be a conviction right now in your life to be a spokesman of the Lord. I ain't perfect. You don't have to be perfect. The one I represent is perfect. And he's able, if he did it for me, he can do it for your life. But you got to want to do your part. You got to want to do your part. Because being an ambassador of Christ calls for us doing our part. Words of Pastor Herb. If you don't want to do your part, that's fine. We're going to do this with you or without you. He used to always say that. He was so nice when he would say that. I said, get him, Pastor. Get him. Get him. Get him, Pastor. Under my breath, man. Get him, Pastor. Keep going. That was a good. Echale otro. Otro. And all these guys with tattoos, trust no man, killer, night owl, and all this stuff. And don't want to do nothing for the Lord. Scars, picking up your shirt. Here's where I got stabbed and shot 20 times, man. You should have died 20 times. Christ was saving you, man. He has a purpose for your life. Your life really matters right now. Your life really, really matters in speaking in season the words that are able to save and to transform somebody's life. And it starts with you. It starts with me. And our ministry has a proof all around the world that Christ is able and still able to fulfill his plan through an imperfect people like you and I that are willing to do our part. The time's ticking. It's ticking. Time's ticking right now. Sit in the Lord's hand, yeah, but it's in our hands too. I choose every day to either put the watch on or not to put it on. If I want to know what time it is, I put it on. I don't wear a watch much because I have my cell phone on me all the time. But when I'm up here, I like a watch. I'll be looking at it. I've got a big clock back there to keep me in the right timing. But do you know what time it is? God has made a way for each and every one of us here this day, even those viewing through Facebook. There's no excuses. The red carpet has been rolled out, and he's saying here this day, will you do your part? Because I need some men, I need some women, I need some young adults to speak through that know my plan of salvation, my plan that is able to bring transformation as we stand here this day. Worship team, if you come up, please. Some of you need to take work off to be here for these functions that we're going to be having Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I had a job when I got saved, fresh out of prison. That's where I got my old lady at. Amen. That one for them. That's where I met my wife at a $4.25 minimum paying job. That was many moons ago in California. Go to work every day, full time at a gas station. It was a gas station with an oil lube and a car wash. The first time it ever came up. Now they're all over the place. And even though I worked full time, and even though Marlene worked full time. We never missed one service. If something would come and interfere one of the services, they liked us so much there that they would give us that day off or whatever off. Don't even worry about it. Because we were that good at the job place. I'm not telling you what job to get. I'm just saying how it happened with me. I told them when I couldn't come to church. I didn't ask, I told them. Because Christ was doing something in my life. I didn't have a clue, but I knew He was moving. I knew that He was wanting to use my life. And then I would go on to have my own business. I had more hours I had to work. But when a conference came up or something, I would leave for a week and have to work like a Hebrew slave when I got back. Whenever my pastor called, I was able to drop all work and take off to go meet his need and whatever he wanted done. There was a call upon my life. Whatever the song is. I'm going to open up the altars here this day. Time is ticking right now. Time is ticking. Time is ticking right now. Time is ticking right now in your life. Being ambassadors of Jesus, learning to speak the very words of the Lord, being used of God. He's saying, I have saved you. I want to transform you now. I want to transform you for all can see what I'm able to do in a man's life, in a woman's life. I need you to be my proof. My proof in what I'm able to do. What I'm able to do in your worst day, in your worst hour, I want you to be my proof that I'm not only able to save, but to transform broken lives in being used of God. Tell him to feel you right there where you're at. Right there where you're at. If we're honest with ourselves, there's times that we can feel very, very empty. And there's times that it's only the Lord that is able to fill your life. With what you've been trying to figure out, it's found and figured out in Jesus.
Fill me with your fire.
ambassadors of Christ. If we could speak for the kingdom of darkness, we can speak for the kingdom of God. Allow the Lord to not only touch your life, but to use your life. We have an international wide world vision that was given to us by the Lord. A vision that works. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day.
Fill me with your fire. And I will reach the world. Fill me with your fire. And I will reach the world.
I pray this day that you respond to the very words of the Lord, because the lives of people are in the balance right now. Yeah. Everybody knows someone that's going the wrong way that needs the Lord desperately right now. We got to go beyond giving just the right words, but we got to be living the word out in our lives to make the appeal of the Lord more appealing. And a man or a woman or a young adult wanting to serve the Lord. I believe somebody's viewing through Facebook right now, and if you want to receive the Lord right now as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you the opportunity to, as well as those that are here this day present with us. And I challenge you as well to be part of this Thursday's function, amen? 10 o'clock in the morning, Friday. 6 o'clock for prayer, and then Saturday we'll be here at 12 o'clock. The function will be at 5 o'clock there on 15th and Lincoln, there on the south side. If that's you, just repeat after me. Just say, Jesus, forgive me, for I am a sinner. I believe that you died on the cross for all of my sins. I also believe that you rose again from the dead. Jesus, I ask that you enter my life as Lord and Savior of my life, and that you would teach me your ways, that I would be able in return to teach others your ways and lead them back unto you as one of your ambassadors. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of y'all. Thank you for coming out on this beautiful Sunday morning. Those viewing through Facebook, we thank you. Amen. And once again, I challenge everyone to make it out this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Invite somebody, bring somebody with you. Amen. God bless each and every one of y'all. Consider yourself dismissed. Streets at 1:30, leadership meeting at 1. God bless.